Hosea chapter 9. Rejoice not, O Israel, for joy, as other people, for thou hast gone a whoring from thy God. Thou hast loved a reward upon every corn floor. The floor and the wine press shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail in her. They shall not dwell in the Lord's land, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt, and they shall eat unclean things in Assyria. They shall not offer wine offerings to the Lord, neither shall they be pleasing unto him. Their sacrifices shall be unto them as the bread of mourners. All that eat thereof shall be polluted, for their bread, for their soul shall not come into the house of the Lord. What will you do in the solemn day? Oh, what a question. What will you do in the solemn day and in the day of the feast of the Lord? What do they do in the day of the solemn day, the feast of the Lord? You know there's one day of the year that's a biblically required fast day? I'll bet you 98% of the church doesn't even know what day it is. There's only one day in the Bible it's to be a solemn fast day. What will you do in the solemn day? Most people don't even know it's a solemn day. Oh, solemn day for them? Well, was that Christmas or is that Easter? Good Friday, maybe. Well, he was crucified on a Wednesday, if that tells you anything. What will you do in the solemn day and in the day of the feast of the Lord? They don't even know what a feast of the Lord is. Well, Easter. Easter is a feast day of Astarte, the fertility goddess of Babylonian sun god paganism. Well, what about Christmas? The Lord's birthday. It's the birth of the Babylonian sun god Tammuz. It's an abomination. He was born on the Feast of Tabernacles sometime in late September. There were shepherds still abiding in the field. They get them all in October. No, he wasn't born on the sun god's birthday. The Babylonian religion, big celebration of the year. No, most of them don't have a clue what we're talking about here on the solemn day. And this is the word of the Lord. Most of them don't have a clue what a feast of the Lord is. What will you do in the solemn day and in the day of the feast of the Lord? Hosea 9:5. For lo, they are gone because of destruction. Egypt shall gather them up. Memphis shall bury them. The pleasant places for their silver nettles shall possess them. Thorns shall be in their tabernacles. The days of visitation are come. I hope you hear this, brethren. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. This word is for now, brethren. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. What they call prophets in the churches today are professional flatterers. A true prophet is about as welcome in the churches today as ants at a picnic. They consider the prophet a fool. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad. Somebody that is really following after God. You all have experienced it probably. People think you're mad. The spiritual man is mad. For the multitude of thine iniquity, their soul full of iniquity. Because iniquity abounds, the love of many shall wax cold. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad. For the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. Yeah, they hate us because we press after God, that we're trying to go on to perfection, that we regard the commandments of God, that we regard the feasts of the Lord. They think we're mad. The watchman of Ephraim was with my God, but the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways, and hatred in the house of his God. A true prophet is hated in so-called churches. They have deeply corrupted themselves in their whoredom, as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, he will remember their iniquity. He will visit their sins. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first ripe in the fig tree at her first time. But they went to Baal Peor and separated themselves unto that shame, and their abominations were according as they loved. Oh, my God wouldn't do that. Oh, my God's not like that. That's the problem. You don't have the right God. You've got an idol, whoredom. As for Ephraim, their glory shall fly away like a bird from the birth and from the womb and from the conception. Though they bring up their children, yet I will bereave them, that there shall not be a man left. Yea, woe also to them when I depart from them. Ephraim, as I saw Tyrus, is planted in a pleasant place. But Ephraim shall bring forth his children to murder. Give them, O Lord, what wilt thou give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them. For the wickedness of their doings I will drive them out of mine house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Ephraim is smitten. Their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. Yea, though they bring forth, yet will I slay even the beloved fruit of their womb. My God will cast them away because they did not hearken unto him, and they shall be wanderers among the nations. Wow, they did not hearken unto him. No, they listened to the false teachers. They paid no regard to the word of God. They have forgotten the law of their God. So all these things come upon them. Israel, chapter 10. Israel is an empty vine. He bringeth forth fruit unto himself. This is what they're doing. They're bringing forth fruit unto himself, not unto God. Israel is an empty vine. He bringeth forth fruit unto himself. According to the multitude of his fruit, he hath increased the altars. Altars, altars everywhere. According to the goodness of his land, they have made goodly images. Their heart is divided. It's not single-hearted. Their mind is divided. They're double-minded. Their heart is divided. It's not single-hearted to serve the Lord. They don't have one heart, single-minded and single-hearted to serve the Lord. Their heart is divided. Now shall they be found faulty. He shall break down their altars. He shall spoil their images. For now they shall say, we have no king, because we feared not the Lord. What then should a king do to us? They have spoken words, swearing falsely and making a covenant. Thus judgment springeth up as hemlock in the furrows of the field. The inhabitants of Samaria shall fear because of the calves of Beth-Aven, for the people thereof shall mourn over it, and the priests thereof that rejoiced on it for the glory thereof, because it is departed from it. It shall be also carried into Assyria for a present to King Jareb. Ephraim shall receive shame, and Israel shall be ashamed of his own counsel. As for Samaria, her king is cut off, as the foam upon the water. The high places also of Avon, the sin of Israel shall be destroyed, and the thorn and the thistle shall come up on their altars. And they shall say to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills, fall on us. Oh, this is what they're going to say in this day that's now at hand, brethren. these vain, powerless religions of rationalizing our vain religious dead works? Brethren, it's a serious time. O Israel, thou hast sinned from the days of Gibeah. There they stood in the battle in Gibeah against the children of iniquity, did not overtake them. It is in my desire that I should chastise them, and the people shall be gathered against them, and they shall bind themselves in their two furrows. And Ephraim is as an heifer that is taught, and loved to tread out the corn. But I passed over upon her fair neck, and I will make Ephraim to ride. Judah shall plow, and Jacob shall break his clods. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Here is the advice of the Lord, Hosea 10:12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord, till He come and rain righteousness upon you. Brethren, it's time to break up the fallow ground. It's time not to hold anything back. We have got to go all out. Sow to righteousness, reap in mercy, break up the fallow ground, pull all the stops, don't hold back anything. Seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. Stay unleavened, stay seeking the Lord, press into His word, go on to perfection. It is time to seek the Lord until He come and rain righteousness upon you. You have plowed wickedness, oh, turn from it. If you've plowed wickedness, turn from it. You have reaped iniquity, turn from it. You have eaten the fruit of lies. Go to the Word of God. Get truth instead of lies. Don't eat the fruit of lies anymore, because thou didst trust in thy way instead of the way of the Lord, instead of the Word of God. Listening to false teachers, we've got to go to the Word. In the multitude of thy mighty men, they put their trust in men, instead of putting their trust in the Lord and in the word of the Lord. Therefore shall a tumult arise among thy people, and all thy fortresses shall be spoiled, as Shalmon spoiled Beth Arbel in the day of battle. The mother was dashed in pieces upon her children. So shall Bethel do unto you because of your great wickedness. In a morning shall the king of Israel utterly be cut off. Chapter 11. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Yes, Yeshua had to flee to Egypt because Herod caused that great weeping of Rachel for her children when Herod killed all those 2 years old and under, trying to kill the Messiah. But God sent him to Egypt, didn't He? And then He finally called His son out of Egypt. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ, when Herod was trying to kill Him, was in Egypt. Israel, when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt, the Son of God. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, was called out of Egypt. Matthew chapter 7, I think, explains the significance of that verse. As they called them, so they went forth from them, and sacrificed unto Balaam, and burned incense to graven images. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. He is Adonai Rapha. Where do they go when they get sick? Do they go to the elders? Do they confess their sins and have the elders pray and anoint them with oil to be healed and give glory to God? No. They're going to run to some doctor, aren't they? How is God glorified in that? What kind of faith do you call that? And the Bible says, whatever is not of faith is sin. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. I drove them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. He shall not return into the land of Egypt. Oh, you can't go back. Once you put your hand to the plow, once you're brought out of Egypt, you can't go back. He shall not return into the land of Egypt, but the Assyrian shall be his king, because they refuse to return. They refuse to repent. They are still many Jews today who are making a great mistake in refusing to return to the land. Any Jew that could make Aliyah today should be returning to the land. They're disobeying God right now if they're not, and they'll pay a horrible price for it in the days to come. And the sword shall abide on his cities, and shall consume his branches and devour them because of their own counsels. And my people are bent to backsliding from me. Though they called them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. My people are bent to backsliding from me, saith the Lord. Brethren, we got to push in. We got to press in. We got to really go to the Word now. We can't get into backsliding now, not at this late time. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Adamah? How shall I set thee as the Boam? Mine heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. Will I not execute the fierceness of mine anger? You think God isn't angry about the millions of abortions? You think God isn't angry about all this corruption and war? And what is war? It's mass murder, brethren. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God, not a man. Hallelujah. Oh, thank the Lord for that. He is angry, but listen, brethren. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. He's going to restrain himself, even in anger and wrath. I will not execute the fierceness of my wrath. Hosea 11:9. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee. I will not enter into the city. They shall walk after the Lord. He shall roar like a lion, and when he shall roar, then the children shall tremble from the west. From the west they will tremble when they hear the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah. They shall tremble as a bird out of Egypt, and as a dove out of the land of Assyria. And I will place them in their houses, saith the Lord. Ephraim compassed me about with lies. Ephraim compassed me about with lies. Oh, the lies. Everywhere, the lies, the lies. God cannot lie, and God hates lies. And Satan is the father of liars, and all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. Verse 12, Ephraim compassed me about with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. But Judah yet ruleth with God, and is faithful with the saints. Hallelujah. Yeah, Judah still keeps some regard for his commands. Hallelujah. Chapter 12. Ephraim feedeth on wind and follows after the east wind. He daily increases lies and desolation. Now this is the church. This is the Gentile church he's talking about. Ephraim feedeth on wind and followeth after the east wind. He daily increases lies and desolation. And they do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried into Egypt. The Lord also has a controversy with Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his doings will he recompense him. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God. Yea, he had power over the angel, and prevailed, and he wept, and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us. Even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord, is his memorial. And therefore turn thou to thy God. Keep mercy and judgment. and wait on thy God continually. He is a merchant. The balances of deceit are in his hand. He loveth to oppress. And Ephraim said, Yet I am become rich. I have found me out substance. In all my labors they shall find none iniquity in me that were sin. And that I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, yet will make thee to dwell in tabernacles, as in the days of the solemn feasts. I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions, and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. Brethren, we need to listen to his prophets. They're not fun to hear. They seem to have a one-word vocabulary, repent. But brethren, if we will listen to God's prophets, not false prophets, but God's prophets who speak according to the more sure word which is written in the King James Version Holy Bible, and all of it, Genesis to Revelation, it's all the Word of God. If we will listen to his prophets who constantly reprove us and try to bring us to repentance, we will prosper. Is there iniquity in Gilead? Surely they are vanity. They sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal. Yea, their altars are as heaps in the furrows of the fields. And Jacob fled into a country of Syria. And Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. We must listen to God's prophets. Surely the Lord God will do nothing except he first reveal his secret to his servants, the prophets. The prophet points the way for God's people to go. Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly, and therefore shall he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall his Lord return unto him. Chapter 13. When Ephraim spake trembling, he exalted himself in Israel. But when he offended in Baal, he died. And now they sin more and more, and have made them molten images of their silver, and idols according to their own understanding, all of it the work of the craftsmen. They say of them, Let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. Therefore they shall be as the morning cloud, and as the early dew that passes away, as the chaff that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of the chimney. Yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. There is one and only one Savior, Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. There is no Savior besides me, whose name is called the Word of God. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. According to their pasture, so were they filled, they were filled, and their heart was exalted, and therefore have they forgotten me. Yep, that's what the prosperity gospel does, causes you to forget God. But it looks like the great drought in Israel is over. Israel has come from the most severe drought ever in history to the most beautiful, abundant rains ever in their history. And it looks like the Lord is turning to Israel, and the veil is about to be removed. The Lord has again chosen Jerusalem, and exciting things are going to happen to those who can identify with Israel and really be truly born again, God pleasers. Therefore will I be unto them as a lion, as a leopard, by the way will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear, but for those who persist in their vain religion of whoredom, God is going to be like a lion. He's there like a leopard in the way. He's watching them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps. That's serious business. And I will rend the caul of their heart, and I will devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me, saith the Lord, is thine help. All God wants to forgive, brethren, all we've got to do is walk in repentance. Praise the Lord. O Israel, he's talking to his people, the born-again people, and you can be born again again. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me, saith the Lord, is thine help. I will bring thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? There is no other Savior. Only God can save us. Only the Messiah, Yeshua, is salvation. And thy judges, of whom thou saidst, give me a king and princes, I gave thee a king in mine anger, and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, his sin is hid. That's what the problem is. They hide their sin instead of confessing it. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But instead, they want to make excuses. Instead of putting it under the blood, they hide their sin. The sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. Hallelujah. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. Hallelujah. The last victory that the Lord Jesus Christ will have, the last enemy that the Lord Jesus Christ will defeat, is death. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come. The wind of the Lord shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria shall become desolate, for she hath rebelled against her God. They shall fall by the sword. Their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their women with child shall be ripped up. Chapter 14. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Iniquity is the only thing that'll keep anybody out of the kingdom of heaven. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. We need to turn at his reproof. We got to view reproof, whether it come from God through his word, by his Holy Spirit, or whether it comes through the brethren that love us enough to give us reproof. Because you give anybody reproof in this wicked and perverse and unreprovable generation, you put the whole relationship at risk. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. What good advice. Take with you words and turn to the Lord and say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. This is what they say at Yom Kippur. Take words with you and say unto the Lord, take away all our iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Okay, that's the sacrifice of praise. He is worthy to be praised. And even in the midst of trial and tribulation, we should make the sacrifice of praise, the calves of our lips, the sacrifice of praise. And all are soon going to know what it means to make a sacrifice of praise. Render the calves of our lips, make a sacrifice of praise is necessary, for he is worthy to be praised, no matter what. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our gods, for in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. All glory to God. I will heal their backsliding, saith the Lord. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, he is a merciful God. And that's our duty, that's our main job in this great tribulation time. As these waves of judgment come in, we are to proclaim that he's a good God, that he is a merciful God. Oh, he is such a merciful God. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. And they that dwell under his shadow shall return, and they shall revive as the corn, and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? Ephraim is going to turn away from their idolatry. Hallelujah. I have heard him and observed him. I'm like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Hallelujah. Who is wise, and who shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. Hallelujah. And the just shall walk in them. Oh, brethren, we need his commandments. The just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Oh, hallelujah. Man, what a right now book. What a great ending. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua.